Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
Go get some, Mikey.
Go ahead, Mike.
Go get some, Mikey.
Go ahead, Mike.
Go get some, Mikey.
Chip and Dale.
Rescue Rangers. Last night, big night.
Baltimore Soundstage, Mike made his debut with the Chippendales, and I think he was invited back next week.
Really?
Before the show, actually. I don't think I'm going to do that. I think might as well go out on top here.
Oh, yeah. I bet you will.
But, yeah, what an evening.
So, Baltimore Soundstage, we interviewed a couple of Chippendale dudes, figure out what the deal was. Like, what's up?
What's up?
We all know the name, but what's up?
What happens at the Chippendale show?
And then we kind of floated the idea, just kind of jokingly, like, hey, our producer Mike's ripped, getting into shape. What are the chances we could throw him up there? And they're like, yeah, hell yeah, let's do it.
We're like, oh, wait, oh, really? Oh, I guess we got to do that then. Damn, never expected them to say yes.
And last night was the night. Where was your nerves at heading into it?
They were pretty high. He was pretty anxious. I mean, the closer I got to it, the more comfortable I got, but just that anticipation, like, during the day yesterday. I imagine it's what, you know, like, MMA fighters go through before a fight.
Yeah, except instead of getting punched in the face with fists, you get punched in the face with 1,000 women's left breast.
Now, yeah, I was pretty anxious, but, you know, as the closer I got to the actual appearance on stage, the cooler I got.
So we show up to Baltimore Soundstage, a space I love, by the way. I think that room is so cool.
I'm thinking Uncensored 4 or 5.
It's such a cool room. I love it. We walk in, and the place is packed with ladies.
To the hill.
Ready to have a good time. God, there was an energy in that place.
Yeah, what's funny about it is that I was talking to Buck before I left, and she goes, you know, most women just go to this thing just to, like, laugh. Like, they think it's silly. Like, they think it's like, ha-ha, and then they go, and then I'm like, you are on an island with few people. These ladies there were steamed up like vegetables. Steamed like crabs. They were laughing, but they were ready.
When those shirts ripped off, I didn't hear a lot of laughter.
Look at those pecs that I just want to lick gravy off of.
Sheer, just...
This group never sounded better.
Yeah, I don't know what...
And the line...
Exhilaration and...
Women were lined up like an hour ahead of time just to get the best seats they possibly could. I mean, they were all about it.
Because we got seated. I didn't know how the seating worked. It was very weird.
We just knew we had passes. We walked up, and they walked us to our table.
And which it was right in the front.
Right up front. Which you could see as we walked past a couple ladies. We're like, what the actual F are those two dudes sitting up front for? But it gave us a clear shot of Mike Anderson, who started the night. He was the very first person on stage, fully clothed, shirt, shoes, jeans, doing a little pre-show spiel. When did you find out what the itinerary of what you'd be doing would be?
About an hour ahead of the show, I went backstage with their tour manager and went over everything I needed to do.
How's backstage? Was it that day?
What did it smell like?
I mean, just a bunch of dudes. They did.
And I'm gonna like throw this out there, and I have no idea if this is accurate or not. But we were so close that you kind of get them. You could see the guys. You could see their faces.
Yeah.
And like a lot of them just seem like cool dudes.
Yeah, they were great.
They seemed like really cool dudes.
You guys look so cool.
Like, they're big and meaty and muscly, but they didn't seem douchey to me. The majority of them seemed like they were, you know, just fun dudes.
Yeah, everybody I talked to was super nice and great and seemed very down to earth. And it was just like a big party backstage.
You guys are cool. You guys want to be cool together? Yeah, they did seem, no one came across, you're right, they didn't come across, their body language, nothing said douche. They were just like, I know what we're doing. I know why you're here. Let's have some fun. Let's get it done. And by the way, Josh, you'll appreciate this.
Yeah.
Mike was using a little bit of your using a little shtick of yours.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Strong record of heterosexuality. Mike threw out last night, as he said, as the news genius Josh Spiegel would say. Thank you for the mentions, Mike. By the way, we're trying to grow those lady numbers, and you saw an opportunity to do it.
I couldn't tell. I was kind of, you know, blinded by anxiety. But what was the response like when I brought
they
the show?
They didn't know who you were.
It was hard to hear you,
damn
too.
It.
You
were they doing,
you were doing the mumble.
F.
You did a little bit of the mumble. It was hard to hear.
Yeah, it's not like if, you know, Kane would have walked out on stage and all of a sudden... Everyone's freaking out.
Yeah,
but still, you know, a couple of people. Asian Megan was there. Good to see her. A couple of people kind of gave us a little wink and a nod. But you said what was going to go on. Have some fun. I was impressed. I didn't know that they did like routine. I knew they did routines, but I didn't know they had like prop work, and they rolled out like a construction scaffolding.
Yeah, they had the hard hats on.
It was like
stuff.
A musical, but with
I'll tell you what,
dudes.
The first time my jaw hit the floor, and I like, if you looked at my face, like you would have died laughing. Was the when the buckets came out?
Oh my god! Whoa,
I was like, wait a minute! All of a sudden, there's just dude ass like. Up on the stage, like right in our face.
Hey, ladies.
And then they turn around and they're doing like the Austin Powers thing where like the bucket is just strategically placed right in front of their.
Near the schmeckle.
And near the schmeckle. And then the bucket had some water in it and a sponge and they're like sponging themselves down. I'm like, that dude is like nude.
That guy's dirty and he's cleaning himself off.
But then I looked and I think they had like a little something covering.
Like, oh, like a pasty or something?
Like a small little like pasty type sock
Lord
thing.
Lord knows I stared long enough.
But man. There is some skin shown.
Yeah, they got
multiple occasions.
Way more naked than I thought. Now, you never saw, as you said, full didgeridoo, but you did see a ton of butt.
Yeah.
A ton of ass.
And we should say that part of the program I was,
and me without a knife and fork.
Yeah, a part of was this like game show thing they did. They brought me out and I had the cuffs on and everything. And then I had to go out into the crowd and grab a woman as a contestant.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking I'm going to like, you know, I thought I was going to be traipsing all the way through the place, all the way to the back. I make it 20 feet before I
attacked.
Am just bum
Did you see
attacked.
The monster that oh. rushed Mike?
And so, yeah, they, like, did oh. a, they did like a dating game segment, which I thought was nice because it was actually like a little break in the manicness of the whole night.
It yeah,
was
it went
like,
from sexy to fun.
Yeah, and it went to fun and it was like kind of a goofy thing. And That's they brought sexy. You out and you stood there shirtless for a little bit and they asked, you know, what do you... You're going to go out into the crowd. What kind of lady are you going to look for? And somebody's like, I'm going to look for like the most beautiful lady. And they ask Mike, like, Mike, what kind of lady are you going to look for? He goes, I'm going to look for the horniest lady in the place.
Yeah.
And the crowd went nuts.
Crowd went nuts at that when you're like the and horniest lady there. They all went crazy.
The chick that won, that big, thick black woman.
Was that the one that charged you?
Yep.
That was the
one that you grabbed.
Dude, no, she grabbed Mike. Yeah.
She was a 10.
She lifted Mike's feet off the ground. She walked Mike back to the stage. She lays down on a stripper and starts to perform.
The place exploded.
How would you describe what she did?
She kind of like reverse cowgirl grinded him right on the ground.
Yes, she did.
And the place.
That's a thing.
But it was like sexy, but it was funny.
Yeah.
She had a great smile. She knew, wasn't she a 10? Like, she hit all the marks. I don't know what she was doing, but she was so good.
They have an English tradition.
And she got like a private, you know, dance just with the guy. She nailed that. She was my hero, man. I'm like, this chick is.
Oh, she owned it.
Oh, she was so good. She was so good.
I was just a little
bummed. She belonged up there.
That I didn't get to see you, Mike. You know, you were on stage and you were in full regalia, but I never got to see you perform.
Yeah, you didn't really. I wanted you to.
You never danced.
You rubbed
never
his body a little. You rubbed your body a little.
Yeah, I tried
you
to flexed. Be a little sexy.
You did your muscle memory, Mike Anderson, yeah. Arnold flex. That's just like, that's your go-to stance.
Yeah,
and
it's
you
my
copped,
signature.
You copped one of those or you stuck the other arm out up in the air. And
hey, I'm proud of you.
Oh, I'm real proud of you. You think
Good
I was going to do that? Mike, right
Thank
here,
you.
Bud. We are proud
what
of you.
A,
that
what
night.
A night, you know? It really was an awesome night. It was so much fun. It was way better than I even could have expected.
Yeah, it was great.
And we should say there's another show next week. So if you missed last night, they're going to do it again next Thursday at Power Plant Soundstage.
Yeah, if you're a lady, like, that's a fun time.
Did you see the bouncers there? That they all looked
the
like they drew the
looked,
short straw.
Oh, God. He looked like he wanted to jump off a bridge. Someone's so miserable.
Someone just hit me in the head with a cinder block. I'm surrounded by 1,000 women that want nothing to do with me. And to my left is just a guy's baguette swinging a millimeter from my ear. But, Mike, great job. Photos, video, facebook.com/JSS98Rock.